Blog Talk Radio. Good morning. Good morning. Woo! Hallelujah. Another day that the Lord has given us, for his mercies are new every morning, and we live out our foundational scripture, Psalm 3e, that says, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Okay, this is Cecilia, and now I'm going to turn it over to Minister Sheila so that she can pray for us and pray with us and pray whatever the Lord has given her for us for Let's Talk this Sunday morning on July 7th. Minister Sheila, let's turn it over to you.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. God, our Father, and the Son, Lord Jesus Christ, Lord, have mercy, Jesus, God, I thank you, and I thank you, and I thank you, and I thank you for another blessed day, another birthday, another new day of life that yet you have given me, you have blessed me with, you have blessed us with. Lord, I thank you, and I thank you, and I thank you, because I know if it wasn't for you, Father, and the Son, we would not be here this morning. Would not be here this morning to see the beautiful skies that you have created, the grounds that we call the earth, the water and the ocean and the sea, the birds flying, the wind blowing, the movement of the trees. Lord, I thank you. We thank you, and we thank you for all your creations, your beautiful creations, that yes, some of the demon devils is trying to make too ugly. But Lord, we thank you. For yeah, we are your beautiful children, and yet we need your angels, we need your guardian angels, we need your help to remove the ugliness from the beautiful earth that you have made. Lord, I thank you. And I'm going to thank you for each and every one on this earth, on this planet, that you have blessed with another day. I'm going to thank you, and I'm going to thank you for thank you, and thank you for thanking you for being here. For yet, it's you, because of you, that I am here, that we are here. Yet another day. Lord, I thank you for your love, your help, the mercy, the pleasant, the prayers, the beautiful life that you have given us. Yet no matter what it is that we're going through, no matter what hardship is, health-wise, financial-wise, job-wise, family-wise, no matter what your problem is, you all need to know God, Father, and Jesus Christ, the Lord, the Son, is the answer. No matter what you're going through, they can show you, they can help you, they can lead you up out of that dark path. No matter what it is, turn it over to the Lord, the Son, and the Father God. They have all the right, beautiful, blessed answers. No matter what it is, take it and turn it over to the Father and the Son. They can help you through no matter what it is. It's your health. No matter, God has your answer. God has the way. He can heal when no one else can. He can see you through your problems when no one else can. Lord, I thank you for each and every person. I can't stop thanking you. I cannot thank you enough. And I'm going to just say thank you, thank you, thank you. Because no matter, I know the devil is a trickster. He is a falsifier. If you understand what I'm saying, he can make you believe no matter what it is, he is your answer. He is the reason that you're probably going through what you're going through. He'll put a curse on you. He'll put a sickness on you. He'll put a downfall on you to make you believe it's the Father and the Son, which it is Him. No matter what you're going through, no matter how far you go, how bad you think it is, God is the answer. Give it over to the Lord. Pray it over to the Father. Let them show you they can solve no matter what it is. Lord, I thank you and I thank you. I thank you for each and every person on this earth today. I thank you for them, although if they don't, because I know if it wasn't for the Father and the Son, we would not be here this morning. We would not have woken up. I don't care what you think that woke you up. If it wasn't for the grace and the blessings of the Father and the Son, you would not have heard it, felt it, or even been able to see it. Lord God, I thank you for Apostle-elect Dr. Cecilia Kaiser. That is the reason we have this program, the reason we can come to you and talk about you and praise your name and to thank you and to pray and for each and every other one all over the world that they might know that you are the best Father and Son in the life to live the best way it is. I thank you for Prophet Antoine Thomas, another man that you have sent here, filled with this mighty word. Pastor Troy Thomas, Minister Sylvia Kaiser Wright, Minister Brandon Wright, Dr. Serena Wright. Lord, I thank you for each and every person that you have, your angels, your teachers, that you have sent us down here to understand. No matter what it is, you can bless us through it. I thank you for all my sons, my daughters, all my nieces, all my nephews, my cousins, my granddaughters, my grandsons. I thank you for all my bloodline family. And I thank you also for my spiritual family. Lord, I thank you for all of us that's out here, no matter what we're going through. Through your help, God is a miracle worker. Believe me, I have so many testimonies through that. No matter what the man said, no matter what the doctor said, or whatever, God has shown He has the final scripture. He has the final move. He has the final call. He is the one that can bring you through anything, everything, no matter what it is. Believe me, God has all ways, and He know all the ways. No matter what it is, put it in His hands. He will see you through. He will show you through, no matter what your financial difficulties, the reasons you're going through it. God can see you through it. He'll let you see how to go through it. He'll show you how to go through it. He will take you through it, but you have to keep your faith, your belief, your prayers, and glorify and praise in His name to let Him understand that you will wait on Him. He has waited for you. Ain't no way you can't wait on Him, because when He answers, oh, God, hallelujah, Jesus, you will see the stars is not as brighter than you could ever imagine. The sun is brighter than you could ever imagine. It's going to be a light that's so bright that you can't understand how you came through it. No matter what your problem is, ask God, turn it over to God, pray it up to God, put it in His hands, and He can see you through no matter what it is. I'll ask you to bless each man, woman, boy, girl, little babies, all humans on this earth that you have. I'll ask you to put your hands on them, Lord. Have mercy on us. Help us to understand that you are the way. No matter what the demon devil is doing, They might make it look good for you now, but these demons will hurt you and bring you to damnation later. They can make you think that they are the better way, but Lord, have mercy. Please help us to understand it's just another trick. It's just another way to bring them down in the pits of hell where there are no recovery from, no way to return to the best that it is. It's the Father and to the Son. Let me let you understand. God, our Father and the Son, Lord Jesus, is the answer, the only answer, and the best answer. So Lord, I ask you to look over, excuse me, each and every one. Bless our government. Bless our law enforcement. Bless each. Let us be able to pray and to help and to ask you to bless each and every one of us. Because, Lord, we need you. We need you to bless these law enforcement that is brutally doing people wrong, bringing awful pain and unjust on people of race, color, sex, no matter what your religion is. God, we need you to help us. No matter what your race is, God, Lord, we need you to help us. No matter what your sex is, God, we need you to help us. We need you to help us through the laws that they can stop the mistreatment and the brutality. Lord, we need you to help us through this government so they can know they are here for the people, all the people, not some of the people, or not just for their people. They are here for each and every person that you put here on this earth, no matter what their color is, race, religion, sex. We are here for all of us. They are here for all of us, each and every man, woman, boy, girl, humans of this earth. Lord, we need you. We need you, and I ask you to take us through this and guide us through this. And thank you again, and thank you, thank you, waking us up on another beautiful day that you have made. And I thank you, and I thank you, and I thank you. Amen. Back to you, Apostle-elect Dr. Cecilia Kaiser.
Amen. Thank you, Minister Sheila. I thank God for all that he's done. I thank him for reminding us the power that he's already given us. I thank him for reminding us of all of the adorning and arsenals that he's given us in our lives. I thank him for reminding us that he can never be defeated. I thank God for reminding us how much he loves us and how much he's actually put in our lives so that we can continually be undefeated, undeniably undefeated. We are winners. We have already won because of God, and I thank him for reminding us. And yet we must remember, I need thee, oh Lord, I need thee. Every hour I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior, I come to thee. We must know that we need God. We must know that the Word of God reminds us that the battle is the Lord's. Yes, we already know that the battle is the Lord's. We already know that he wins. And yet, just as God made sure that he released a prophecy in 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 15 and verse 17. I want to share these with you. Well, God says, and he said, listen, our people of Judah and Jerusalem, listen, King Jehoshaphat. This is what the Lord says. Do not be afraid or discouraged because of this vast army, for the battle does not belong to you, but to God. See, the prophet shared the word of God, the power and the word of God to know that the battle does not belong to you and I, but it belongs to the Lord. And then he further said in verse 17, you will need not. You won't need it. You won't need to. You will need not. You will not need. You will need not. You will not need to fight in this battle. Stand firm. Hold your position. See the salvation of the Lord on your behalf. O Judah and Jerusalem, do not be afraid. Do not be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, and the Lord will be with you. See, sometimes that's what we forget. We forget the battle isn't ours, and we're out there, and we're fighting, and we're so-called worrying instead of praying and praising God for the victory, because he's already let us know that the battle is not ours but it's his, and we know that he can't lose. Man loses, but God cannot lose. So when we stand firm in our position and we're holding our position, why? Because we need not be afraid. We need not be discouraged. For this battle is not ours. It is the Lord's. Whether it's today, whether it's tomorrow, or whether it's the next day, we need to know that the Lord is with us. God exists. God is still God. God is still in control. It doesn't matter what the enemy is doing. Yes, he's doing this and he's doing that. But what are you talking about? What are you praying about? What are you standing on? The fact that the battle is not yours, but it's the Lord's. What are you talking about? Are you talking about what you're afraid of? Are you talking about this, what you're dismayed about? Or are you talking about the fact that the Lord is with you so you can stand firm, hold fast in your position, knowing that the salvation of the Lord is going to be with us? So when we're praying, when we're talking, when we're thinking, when we're living, what is your focus? Are you highlighting the fact that the battle is the Lord's, or are you highlighting what you're going through? Are you focused on the fact that you know that God is still in control, or what you think you're going through? Because it's sending out confusion. It's sending out missed messages, because it sounds like it's all about what the enemy is doing. What about what God is doing? The honor of God is a required adornment which each one of us must wear. We must wear it throughout the day. See, it's a key part of our arsenal. It's a key part of the weapons that God has already given us. We must know that the battle has already been won, because God cannot lose. Yet, some of us are walking around and we're not wearing the full armor of God. So you might get scarred. You might get, you know, out here, you see people doing stuff and they're getting bitten by insects. Why? Because they don't have on insect repellent. You see people getting sunburned because why? They didn't wear sunscreen. So God gave us something that's better than sunscreen. God has given us something that's better than insect repellent. God has given us things that we could wear and that we should be wearing so that we can be protected in the battle. Yes, you're going to be in a battle, but the battle is not yours. It is the Lord's. Yes, you are going to be in a spiritual warfare daily, but the battle is not yours. It is the Lord's. So since that is the case, we must remember to be properly adorned with the armor of God. You might say, yeah, but what is it? Ephesians 6, verses 10 through 18 says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand, you must stand. And having done all to stand, you must still stand. So many of us forget that it didn't say that we weren't going to have to withstand the evil, because we still have to be in the proper position and properly adorned. But what are you talking about? What are you praying about? What are you focusing on? What are you highlighting? Well, according to the Word of God, verses 14, 15, 16, 17, and 18, we're still in Ephesians 6. It says, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness. Mm-hmm. And 15 says, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. 16 says, and above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Because see, remember, the darts are still going to come. But you have on your shield of faith. Verse 17 says, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. And then 18 says, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication of all saints. So is it that you're not wearing the whole armor of God, so that your mind is capitalizing and focusing on the things of the enemy instead of the Word? For the Word of God reminds us that the battle is not ours, it is the Lord's. And it says, praying always with supplication in the Spirit. How often do you pray in the Spirit? How often do you pray the Word of God? What does the Word of God say? How often are we praying our opinions or what we're going through or what other people have said or what the news said? Are you praying the Word of God? Are you saying things like, yes, I may be going through the battle or a battle, but God's word says that the battle is not mine, but it is the Lord's. Are you, when you're talking about the fiery darts, are you saying that, yes, the weapon has been formed, but God's word says that it shall not prosper? Are you walking around with your feet trod with the preparation of the gospel of peace? See, the peace of God comes from Jehovah Shammah. He is the God of peace. That reminds us that he'll never leave us nor forsake us. Second Chronicles 20 and 15 reminded us, and he said, listen, our people of Judah and Jerusalem, listen, King Jehoshaphat. See, he said, listen twice. And this is what the Lord says, do not be afraid or discouraged because of this vast army. Yes, lots of things are coming your way. But this word goes on to say, for the battle does not belong to you, but to God. Second Chronicles 20 and 20 says, and they rose early in the morning and went out into the wilderness of Tekoa. And when they went out, Jehoshaphat stood and said, hear me, see, talking about listening again, Judah and inhabitants of Jerusalem, believe in the Lord your God, and you will be established. Believe in his prophets, and you will succeed. Second Chronicles 32, verses 7 and 8 says, be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or dismayed, because the king of Assyria and all of the horde that is with him, for there are more with us than with him. With him is an arm of flesh, but with us is the Lord our God to help us and to fight our battles. And the people took confidence in the words of Hezekiah, king of Judah. Why? Because the battle is not ours, but it is the Lord's. That's what God said. But you've got to listen. You've got to listen to the word of God. You've got to listen. You've got to pray the word of God. See, a lot of times you may be wondering why you can't hear God, but his sheep know his voice, and no other voice will they follow. So be courageous. Be strong. I know. Know this, 1 Samuel 17 and 47 says, and let all this assembly know that the Lord saves not with sword and spear, but the battle is the Lord's, and he will give you that. Don't you know that? So since we know that the battle is the Lord's, and he will give you into our hand, talking about the enemy. See, God reminding them and the people and the things that you're going through that the battle is his and that he will give us the victory over our enemies. 2 Samuel 22 and 29 says, for you are my lamp, O Lord, and my God lightens my darkness. See, even in those dark places, even in those discouraging times, even when the battle's coming from the north, the south, the east, and the west, the top, the bottom, the front, the back, the side, right side, left side, everywhere, we have to remember that the battle is not ours, but it is the Lord's. Exodus 14 and 4 reminded us, I will harden Pharaoh's heart, and he will pursue them. And I will get glory over Pharaoh and all of his host, and the Egyptians shall know that I am the Lord. And they did so. And then in verse 13 and 14 it says, and Moses said to the people, fear not, stand firm. See, talking about positioning again and talking about the mindset. Fear not. You have to have the peace of God that surpasses all understanding. As you stand firm, the word goes on to say, and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will work for you today. 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 For the Egyptians whom you see today, you shall see no more. You won't see them again. The Lord will fight for you, and you have only to be silent. Exodus 15 and 3 said, the Lord is a man of war, and the Lord is his name. Nothing and nobody can beat Jehovah Nisi, our banner. This enemy you see today, what is it? Financial issues, personal issues, family issues, issues on the job, issues in the home, issues over here, issues over there, concerns over here, concerns over there. Train it in for the word of God. Put on the helmet of salvation. Put on the peace of God that surpasses all understanding. Put on the joy of God that is unspeakable. The joy of God, the joy of the Lord is your strength. Focus on the joy of the Lord. Focus on the peace that surpasses all understanding. Romans has a number of scriptures. I'm going to read Romans 8, 28, 31, 37, and then I'm going to come back and read Romans 12 and 1. And it reads as such, in that order. And we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good. For those who are called according to his purpose. What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? No, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. I appeal to you, therefore, brothers, by the mercy of God to present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. So if your mind is focusing on things that aren't reminding you that you're more than a conqueror, if your mind is reminding you of things that aren't reminding you that God is for you, which is more than anything or anybody against us, if your mind is reminding you that you are not who God said you are, then put on the whole armor of God. Put on that helmet of salvation. Because if it is, and it could be, the things that the enemy is bringing you towards you is because of the mind game that he's playing. The mind is a battlefield. It's a place of battles. It's a place of doubt, or it could be, if the word of God isn't there to obliterate it and annihilate it and destroy it upon impact. Psalms 18 and 35 says, you have given me the shield of your salvation, and your right hand supporteth me, and your gentleness made me great. Psalms 34 and 7 says, and the angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him and delivers them. See, all you got to do is fear God, reverence him, know that he's going to deliver you. And then verse 17 in chapter 34 in Psalm says, when the righteous cry for help, the Lord hears and delivers them out of all their troubles. See, when you cry out to God, he hears you. When you say, Lord, help me, God, because my mind is trying to cause doubt. My mind and my thoughts and my conversation don't line up with your word. God, help me. It says he will deliver you. Deuteronomy 1:29 and 30. Then I said to you, do not be in dread or afraid of them. The Lord your God, who goes before you, will himself fight for you, just as he did for you in Egypt. Before your eyes. See, God has fought for you before. Even when he's talking here and he's talking about what they saw in Egypt, where was your Egypt? Was it the west side of Chicago? Was it the south side of Chicago? Was it anywhere in Chicago? Was it in Detroit? Was it in D.C.? Was it in Virginia? Was it in Milwaukee? Where was your Egypt that God has already shown you that he's with you? God has already shown you that he fought the battle for you then, and the same God, he'll fight it for you now. Deuteronomy 20, verses 1, verses 3, and verses 4 says, when you go out to war against your enemies and see horses and chariots and an army larger than you, or larger than your own, you shall not be afraid of them. For the Lord your God is with you, who brought you up out of the land of Egypt, and shall say to them, hear, O Israel, today you are drawing near for battle against your enemies. Let not your heart be faint. Do not fear or panic or be in dread of them. For the Lord your God is he who goes with you to fight for you against your enemies to give you the victory. Deuteronomy chapter 31, verses 6 and verse 8. We're talking about Deuteronomy. It's reminding us, be strong and courageous. Do not fear or be in dread of them. Seems like we heard this before in chapter 20 of Deuteronomy. So let's go over this again for Deuteronomy chapter 31, verses 6 and 8. Be strong and courageous. Do not fear or be in dread of them, for it is the Lord your God who goes with you. He will not leave you or forsake you. It is the Lord who goes before you. He will be with you. He will not leave you or forsake you. Do not fear or be dismayed. This is what God keeps telling us. In Ecclesiastes 9 and 11, again, I saw that under the sun, the race is not to the swift, nor the battle to the strong, nor bread to the wise, nor riches to the intelligent, nor favor to those with knowledge. But time and chance happen to them all. Zechariah, chapter 4 and verse 6. And then he said to me, this is the word of the Lord to Zerubbabel, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts. Jeremiah 29 and 11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for welfare and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope. Luke 9:10-19 says, behold, I have given you authority to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. Nothing shall hurt you. Let's read this again. Luke 10:19. Behold, I, talking about God, have given you the authority to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. And nothing, nothing shall hurt you. See, even Mark 12:38-44 reminds us. And in his teaching, he said, beware of the scribes who like to walk around in long robes and like greetings in the marketplaces and have the best seats in the synagogue and the places of honor at feasts and who devour widows' houses for a pretense and make long prayers. They will receive the greater condemnation. And he sat down opposite the treasurer and watched the people putting money into the offering box. Many rich people put in large sums, and a poor widow came and put in two small copper coins, which make a penny. See, sometimes the enemies are those that are self-righteous. Sometimes the enemy are those that want to tell you that it's wrong to do this, it's wrong to do that, and yet they're guilty of that same thing, that deception, that manipulation. But see, here on today, God is just reminding us that the battle is not ours, it's the Lord. He knows that things come our way, cares of the life, cares of the day, cares and issues and things of this and that. But yet, even when Doubting Thomas doubted, Jesus was there to encourage him. So we're here to encourage you on today. Remember this, James 4:7 says, submit yourself, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. So as we hear the word on today, let's be encouraged to submit ourselves, therefore, to God. Know that he will give us power over our enemy. Know that nothing shall hurt us. But yet, we must be in the whole armor of God. 1 Thessalonians 5:8 says, but let us, who are of the day, be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for our helmet, the hope of salvation. 2 Thessalonians 3:3 says, but the Lord is faithful. He will establish you and guard you against the evil one. See more scriptures reminding us about God's faithfulness, reminding us about wearing the whole armor of God. Hebrews 4 and 12 says, for the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Hebrews 13 and 5 says, keep your life free from the love of money. Be content with what you have. For he said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. So, yes, things are going on with us here and there, but we must know that the battle is not ours, it is the Lord's, and that he will never leave us nor forsake us. 1 Peter 3 and 15 says, but sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asks of you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. 1 Peter 5 and 8 and 9 says, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. Resist him. Stand firm in your faith, knowing that the same kinds of suffering are being experienced by brotherhood throughout the world. See, a lot of times you want to think, oh, we're going through this. But there's lots of people going through what you're going through and worse. And so as we stay meek before the Lord, as we stay humble before the Lord and walk in the contentment and assurance and knowing that he'll never leave us nor forsake us, for the battle is not ours, but it is the Lord's. 1 Corinthians verses 13 and 1 Corinthians 15 and 57 says, no temptation has overtaken you that is not common to man. God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond your ability. But with the temptation, he will also provide the way of escape, that you may be able to endure it. But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. See, we still get the victory. 2 Corinthians, verse 10 and 4, for the weapons of our warfare are not of the flesh, but have divine power to destroy strongholds. 2 Corinthians 12 and 9. But he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly of my weakness, so that the power of Christ may rest upon me. 1 Corinthians 6, verses 19 through 20. Or do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit within you, whom you have from God? You are not your own, for you were bought with a price. So glorify God in your body. Galatians 5 and 17, for the desires of the flesh are against the spirit, and the desires of the flesh are against the flesh. Read that again. For the desires of the flesh are against the spirit, and the desires of the spirit are against the flesh. See, the flesh and the spirit, they're not getting along. They're opposing. They're opposites of one another. So let's read this again. For the desires of the flesh are against the spirit, and the desires of the spirit are against the flesh. So if you desire something, it's dividing you from what your spirit is desiring if it's of the flesh. And if you're walking in the spirit of God, for the Father seeketh such to worship him, for they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. So if you're walking in the desires of the spirit, guess what? It's going to be divided against the works of the flesh. For these are opposed to each other, to keep you from doing the things you want to do. That's right. So let's not allow our fleshly desires to control us. But let's allow the Spirit of God. But we can only do that if we're walking and wearing and are adorned in and with and through the whole armor of God. John 3:16-17. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son. This is powerful right here. For God did not send his Son. God did not send his Son to the world to condemn the world. No, he didn't. God did not send his Son to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. See, a lot of people want to say, oh, God, this, the devil is, and this, but we have the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords on our side. So what are you wearing? Are you properly adorned? Whether it's a suit or business attire in the boardrooms of institutionalized racism and sexism, microaggression, segregation, intimidation, manipulation, oppression, suppression, depression, discrimination, whatever you're adorned in, whether it's cleric attire, jeans, dresses, shirts, blouses, sneakers, fancy shoes, whatever color you're wearing, white, black, gold, red, whatever you're wearing, are you wearing the whole armor of God? Because whether you're wearing things of this earthly, you know, makeup that we have, you must know that above all, under it, and on top of it must be the whole armor of God. You must be adorned with God's Holy Spirit. You must be adorned with God's Holy Word. You must be adorned with the power of God and the power of the name of Jesus. So what are you wearing? Are you wearing the belt of truth, which is actually integrity? Are you walking in the integrity of God? Or can the enemy come and throw all types of things and daggers towards you because you're not walking in the truth of God? You're not walking in integrity. You're not walking in the character of Christ, Christ-like. Are you walking with the adornment of the breastplate of righteousness? Yeah, that's purity. Can the enemy attack you based off of lies about your impurity? And is it because just because people don't see you reading that filthy this or that, or watching that filthy this or that, or dreaming or dealing with that filthy temptation, but the enemy comes into your mind and he starts attacking you with that? So put those things under your feet through the name of Jesus, through praying in the Holy Ghost, through speaking the word of God, so that your shoes of peace, do you have that on? Do you have the shoes of peace on? Which means that your mind is at peace. You have solid footing. You have a solid foundation, so that when the stones and lies of deception and deceit are coming against you, when the enemy tries to send you discouragement because you didn't do this right or you didn't do that right, and you stumble and you fall, it can cause you to lose. Not only lose the race, but lose the battle. But the battle is not yours, it is the Lord. So don't lose the godly momentum that God has already given you through the peace of God that surpasses all understanding. You must have the shield of faith so that you can have the peace of God, so that you can remember his word, so that you can remember the covenant that he's given you, so that you can remember the promises of God that are yea and amen, so that you can remember that he's already given you the shield of faith, so that you can fire and catapult those arrows toward your enemy, so that your enemy can be defeated. You got to remember the enemy will also be throwing fiery darts and arrows toward you, because they may be subtle. They may be sparks. They may be big things that try to make this big fire. But it doesn't matter how big or small the fire is, whatever the doubt. Is the doubt a mustard seed? What size is the doubt that you're dealing with? What size is the battle that you're dealing with? It doesn't matter because the battle is the Lord's. Do you have on that helmet of salvation that reminds you that you're to walk in the wisdom of God, that you're to walk like God, act like God, and walk in the assurance of who God is? And when I say to act like God, that means the mind of Christ. Yes, even Jesus was tempted. You know, we have the sword of the Spirit, so we have to pray in the Holy Ghost. Jesus, remember, had to remind the devil in the wilderness. It is written. He had to remind himself in the Garden of Gethsemane, not my will, but your will be done. God has given us an armor to pray. What are you praying? Are you praying things such as, God, I will wear my breastplate of righteousness to protect my heart against all temptation. God, I will be filled with your Holy Spirit and put on the belt and the truth of you, God, so that when the beguiling and the lies and the deception of the evil one and the manipulation tries to come my way, God, I'll walk in your word of truth that reminds me that no matter what the weapons are that the enemy throws my way, the tactics, the schemes, the lies, you've given me your wisdom. You've given me the power in Jesus' name. You've given me the ability to recognize and discern the satanic and the demonic agents and entrapments and strongholds that try to come my way. God, you shrouded, you covered, you encamped me, and you covered every element of my feet with the gospel of your word, God. So now when the fears and the anxieties try to come my way, I am free through the Spirit of God. I am free because I have the shield of faith to fight off the things that are hurled my way, the things that are thrown my way. Thank you, God, for reminding me that I'm already forgiven, that I'm already saved. Thank you, God, for reminding me that I am a believer. I am a redeemed. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. I thank you for reminding me that I am the salt of the earth. I am the light. God, I thank you for reminding me, God, that no matter what goes on, I can't get too busy thinking about the cares of this world, worrying about the cares of this world, trying to fight and wrestle with this or that. But God, I have to stand firm on the foundation of your word that will expose and obliterate and annihilate every dark, evil tactic of the enemy, of these attacks, whether they're subtle or whether they're right there in my face, God. That I can remember that, God, I have to submit to you, God, and stand strong in you, God, and know that you'll never leave me nor forsake me, and that the battle is not mine, but it is the Lord's. That's all I have, Minister Sheila.
Glorious, then there it is, that God is the fighter, that God has the control, and God will nourish your body, heart, and mind. I thank you, thank you, thank you for the powerful words and encouragement and knowledge. And I want to ask each and every one of you that's listening, however you can listen, and if you have anything or any comments or words that you might want to say, please speak as of now.
Good morning, and thanks for the word. I enjoyed it as much time that I did get in. I really appreciate it. I have to remember to make sure that I am dressed with God's honor at all times, that when people see me, they will recognize God in me. Just on yesterday, I was looking at a picture, and Stan had said, I remember a time women didn't have their cleavage that low. He said, I remember that day when women really admired themselves and admired to cover themselves up. He said, but nowadays, he said, all I remember is they got it all hanging out from top to bottom. So I thank God for the old ways, and I'm praying that we, the people of God and the people of this world, get back to the old ways of adoring their self, honoring their self with just love, and to know that God is watching them as well as other people. That's all I have to say.
Thank you. Thank you, Minister Sylvia Kaiser Wright. Is there anyone else? Well, again and again, I'm going to thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, God, for each and every human, man, woman, daughter, sister, brother, husband, wife, granddaughter, grandson, nieces, nephew, for everybody that you have on this earth that you have blessed with life for today. Lord God, I thank you, and I thank you, and I thank you. And I thank you for your comment, Minister Sylvia Kaiser Wright. I thank you for Apostle Dr. Cecilia Kaiser, my bloodline sisters, and also my spiritual sisters. Lord, I thank you, and I thank you. And I thank you for the life you have blessed me with, the people you have blessed in my life, the ones you blessed around me. Lord, I just thank you for the life of knowing there is no other life to live without God and our Father. And I want to ask each and every one of you, if you can tune in each and every Sunday morning at 9:30 a.m., Central Standard Time, 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, to Let's Talk with Apostle-elect Dr. Cecilia Kaiser and myself, Minister Sheila Kaiser and Minister Brandon Kaiser. And I want to thank you and ask you to tune in every Monday night at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Iron Sharpened Iron with Minister Sylvia Kaiser Wright, Minister Sheila Kaiser, myself, and Minister Brandon Kaiser, and with grateful and wonderful and knowledgeable speakers of the words from God. And for and also sometimes on Monday night we're on Facebook too, and on Friday nights with Let's Talk with Minister Sylvia Kaiser Wright at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, with more words and acknowledgement of encouragement through the blessings and the information and the need, things to know, things you need to know, that God has plans for us and will cherish and to honor us and to worship Him with all your heart, mind, body, and soul. And I want to thank each and every one of you for listening. And I want to pray that the Lord bless each and every one and to help you understand that no matter what you're going through, turn it over to the Lord, the Son, and God our Father. And they will show you and help you through no matter what it is, that the life that you live can be the better than gold, silver, diamonds. When you let the Lord and God into your life. And I want to thank you, thank you, and thank you. And I want you to have a blessed and wonderful day. Bye.
Don't forget, stay properly adorned, cover it up, and make sure that nothing and no one can expose you, because the battle is not yours. It is the Lord's. Bye-bye.